Can I ask you, because you were saying you didn't speak too much English?
Yeah.
You didn't speak German? Did you speak a little
bit
German?
No, I had.
How did
you
communicate?
English.
Well, I've learned
basic
some
English.
Yeah.
And,
you know, and if you're in your 20s, how much language do you need?
How long do you think it took before your English sort of got really good?
Well, with reading and studying and living here, it didn't take that long.
And then you learned German?
Some. I went to the Deutsche Sprachkurs for Ausländer.
Ausländer.
No, wasn't there an umlaut in it?
Yeah, Länder.
No, in Vienna. And they did High German with, telling you to greet older ladies with Kusse de Hand nede gefahren. And then I went back through Vienna with all the Wienerisch, Wienerisch, and Evelyn and our roommate both spoke Kentnerisch, which was a bit different, and so I didn't learn very effectively.
You actually learned quite well after just going on holidays, better than when you lived in Vienna. Or I think you sort of picked up, but you...
Well,
it was hard, I think, for you to talk because people wouldn't take the time to listen, if that makes any sense. Because as soon as they couldn't understand you right away, they wouldn't take the time to listen to you.
And I think often people in Europe, if you're speaking to somebody with limited English here, you tend to make an effort to speak more slowly and more distinctly. Whereas Europeans, if they're speaking to a foreigner, seem to delight in going more dialect and speaking more rapidly. And
Deutsch lernen.
Yeah. Mind you, the last time I was in Vienna, I went into this cafe we'd lived in around the Westbahnhof. And that area now is a whole series of little ghettos. There's like a couple of Philippine streets and several Romanian streets. And I went into a Gasthaus and it was all Romanians. And the guy was actually quite hostile, so I made a point of the next thing I said, I had a little bit more of a North American accent and he kind of backed off. So I think it was, they didn't want Austrians in. But I was a wog, so that was okay. I wanted to add that thing with non-speakers in Europe. I hitchhiked across France with a guy from Quebec who gave me a really bad time about my
non-speaking
lack of
French.
And the French literally laughed in his face when he spoke.
Because of his accent.
The British Briton had... He's from Quebec.
Right,
yeah. I guess the French
said,
don't consider it French.
Well, he said Brittany wasn't bad, but everywhere else the French are assholes. Britain, London, I lived in London, and lots of immigrants, and the British were just horrible. You know, anybody who didn't have the language, it was immediately into slang and mumble mouth, and so it's not a thing of the Germanic
people.
All,
no,
it's a
general thing.
Yeah. Well, and certainly any language as an adult trying to pick it up is so much harder. And I mean, I think people give children more space, even when they're learners, even when they're not doing things perfectly, because
we expect children to not do things perfectly.
Yeah.